Thanks, guys. And I just want to thank Mesa and Garrett and Guy for having us and giving us the opportunity to share a story. And thank you guys for still being here. So today what we're going to go through is my perspective, I think, where the industry is, a little bit about RSG and what we do, and a little bit about some of the value add that we provide to our clients. And as it is the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, I thought before, I actually have like 20 plus slides. I kind of want to just go through the deck really, really quickly. But I thought it would be nice just to take a breath, take a pause, and ask you guys two questions. Does anybody know when the first forecasting model was created? What decade? The four weather. What was the decade where the first weather forecasting model was created?
50.
You won yourself a free demo. Thank you. So yes, it was the first supercomputers were leveraged in the 1950s to create forecasting models for weather. And it's interesting that in today's day and age, we actually not only forecast the weather on Earth, we actually forecast the weather on Mars. And does anybody know how many missions have been launched to Mars? Who wants a free demo? 56. Right? And it's 2019, right? And in the 1950s, we had the capability of forecasting weather. Right? In the 1960s, we went to Mars for the first time. And the reason why I preface this is because in today's day and age, we're talking about what does a machine learning and AI-enabled media organization look like. But in my opinion, right, we also need to have perspective about what are the technologies we're talking about? How have they been applied before? What is the value add? Right? And I apologize in advance for multiple reasons, but if this sounds like a call to arms for nerds with formulas, it kind of is, because at the end of the day, we need to educate ourselves about the reality of what we have at our disposal. We also have to focus on what's urgent and most important. And for me, what's urgent and most important is, the media and entertainment industry. Where is it going? Right, what's the future of television? For me, the future of television is more television, but that's another conversation for another time. But the media and entertainment industry is a hit-driven industry, right? Should we be focusing on providing, getting hits, or should we be focusing on investments in technology and technologies that we still don't understand in 2019 within media and entertainment, but they've been around for years. And by the way, right, all we're talking about is statistical and mathematical formulas, right? So we're making something a little complex, in my opinion, and I hope what we take away today is a little perspective around, what is available today, a little, knowledge sharing with each other, and ultimately, I really, it's days like today, the media and entertainment day at Mesa, where we together as an industry could come together and make a change. Right? Why not now? Why not us? And I really want to just focus on what I believe is the perspective that content owners should have, what I believe the perspective that vendors and solution providers should have. Because we are the industry together here. And we never get the opportunity to, have conversations together on a daily basis. It's an annual basis. So these conversations are, sometimes a little tough, a little hard. We want to talk about standardization, EIDR, ad ID, and sometimes we don't really take it and implement them seriously. But at the end of the day, if we cannot implement standards, we cannot optimize clock management and, optimize program schedules, and we cannot, do program fatigue optimization. Because at the end of the day, we're just overwhelmed with data management issues, as well as simple questions like, why did network ratings go down, right? Was it because the show didn't do good? Was it because there's a problem in Nielsen? Was it a PUT issue? I mean, what was sample issue? And if we're spending time on things that are, the diagnosis of that is not quick and easy, You know, how can we focus on the strategic things? If we're focusing on, you know, new technologies, but at the same time, media content owners, it's their job to first get hits, right? You know, that these are the things that I just want to challenge us as a group. And I'm just going to go back one slide, and I just want to read this out to everybody. The top part is, for me, the business perspective, right? How do we align a business around a core content portfolio? And again, what is your core content portfolio today, right? Not 20 years ago, you know? Are we investing, right, in the right type of content, or do we just have the same investments? That enables the foundations to drive distribution platforms and anchor measurable relationships with evolving target audience. What is your core content portfolio? Who's your target audience? The only thing in today's day and age is that your target audience, their behaviors are evolving in time. So we just need to have a feedback loop. The bottom part is the technology. How do we scale our technology platforms as we're facing increasing amounts of data, increasing demand for deeper analytics in real time, across a larger user base, and maintain platform stability and be financially savvy? So for me, I believe the business should focus on the top part, right? And vendors and solution providers should be focusing on the bottom part. I'm also biased. I'm a software solution company, so you know, this is what we do. We live and breathe it. So, with that said, was that a good warm up? Is that to wake you guys up a little bit? All right. So a little bit about RSG. The firm has been around. We're a software solution provider. We've been around for 35 years with a unique opportunity to have products that not only manage the content, advertising, and marketing inventories, but also have solutions to provide the data science and guidance in terms of how to monetize those inventories best. So rights, advertising, marketing, our RSG audience platform is our modern research platform for program planners, marketing research, advertising research, and our RSG advertising suite is similar to our rights platform, where we are managing the various deals with the advertisers and the networks, and then ultimately recommending the best time slot to air that unit so you can maximize your revenue. So that's RSG. And what I would like to focus on is at RSG as the chief product officer is to provide solutions that enable the driving of content, audiences, and revenue. The car. So if we can provide the ability to have insights around how your content's performing, how your content is performing with your target audience, are you resonating with them? And if we can help drive revenue, I think we'll have another strong 35 years. So how do we do that? Right. This is where the knowledge sharing, I think, comes in, because we have a platform that is leveraging a white paper that I read from O'Reilly. And everyone can access the same information that we have. We just put together the understanding that today's databases, to crunch the data that we need, which is from Nielsen, minute by minute data, NAD, AMRLD, Nielsen Fusion, this data is it's not massive, right? But it is granular in nature. So we need the capabilities to, A, get the data in, right, so people have access to up-to-date information. We also have this concept of a data lake and a data warehouse. The data lake and the data warehouse are supporting different end users, which can be external users, internal users for our team, as well as our data scientists. And I can go through in depth a little bit about what we're doing under the hood, as well as what we're trying to do, but the first bullet point is cloud-native application architecture. Just because you're in the cloud doesn't mean you're doing it the right way. Sometimes you're actually adding cost. And these are the simple statements I just want to make sure that, A, we're all saying honestly with each other, as we are the community within media and entertainment. All the way on the right, let's get something from the business side. Unify enterprise with research-driven initiatives at scale. know, do we have the capability of saying that, hey, these are our strategic things that we want to do. We want to invest in this type of content because it is specifically resonating with our African American audiences, or hey, we're seeing that for kids 2 to 11, you know, we're resonating with them with this type of specific content. So let's get some research to understand, A, what's available in the marketplace for that type of programming, B, right, do we have the rights for it or not, yes or no, or should we acquire it? And ultimately, you know, what's similar in nature to try so we can, you know, rejigger the schedule and provide some what-if analyses to program planners and schedulers to not just, you know, to have more options in terms of how to put out competitive schedules. So, this is the last part. I hope you guys can, for me, it's when we give these spiels, right, it's A, for me to share a story, but I hope for you guys what you could take away is a little bit about the art of the possible. You know, and it's all about, ultimately, it's not about AI, it's not about machine learning, it's about people. And can you actually have people together from different perspectives, right, and have conversations with each other to actually deliver something great? And the reason why, you know, it's kind of silly with those, you know, questions about forecasting models, you know, with supercomputers in the 50s and Mars, you know, 56 trips to Mars, is that we've done great things when we put people together. I have my team over here. I'm actually extremely proud of what we've done, because A, it looks good, right? It works. It works all the time now. And we also allow our clients to get a little deeper in insights. Not just how do we perform, what's the rating, but how do we provide analytics around behaviors? So the bottom left is an audience flow where we can track people, you know, week over week. And to make it digestible for people, because at the end of the day, research is storytelling. And we need to make sure that the story is told the right way, but also that it takes time to craft a story. So can be, and it has to, the story has to be recreated each and every week, each and every month, quarter. So can we address some of the pain points that's required to craft that story? And this is actually a little, I've removed the names, but for me, this is the reality, right? Because steps 1 through 4 are done all the time, right? But this fifth step is the kicker, and that's the most important part, and that's what we try to focus on at RSG. So this is just an example of some of the presentations and insights we do for our clients. There was a network, the ratings declined in a month. That decline in that 1 month equated to 3.8 million viewers who were lost. Right? So number one, we lost 3.8 million viewers. Uh-oh, right? What do we do? Well, number one, where were they? Where did they go? Who are they, right? What were they watching? So that's steps 1 through 4. The fifth step is, all right, with all that said, right, how do we grab and bring them back? Right? Or it's, and there's only two answers. Programming changes and marketing changes. And I just want to, again, I apologize in advance, but I just, you know, the definition of insanity, right, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result, right? It is crazy for the media and entertainment industry, and I flashed in the beginning, right, where the industry is. The industry is, there's a seismic shift that's going on right now. Companies are merging together, and A, that means that content libraries are getting more vast and there's more options. B, right, that means that now that we have all this information and all this content that's available, all these rights across all these platforms, it would be a shame if we cannot make, you know, new changes. We have, you know, access to new libraries. So there has to be, right, a change in our programming schedules and marketing strategies to ultimately impact audience behavior. And the reality is that none of our clients do the last step. It's always 1 through 4. And that is the, you know, what's required in order for us to be a machine learning enabled organization, right? It means that we're leveraging technology, we're leveraging business understanding, we're marrying it together, putting people in giving people access to new tools to allow them to do their job better, such as right? Who are the people watching movies? And by the way, again, we are in the United States, and we have the benefit of having Nielsen data, and that data is really, really deep. We have to understand the game is rigged. There's only 50,000 households. We have all the information on those households. So why not understand who are these people, and how do we, you know, hit them with the right content, messaging, marketing? It's not. It's actually not that hard. We just need to be able to have all the prerequisites done, which is why events like today are really, really special, because it is the collection of all of us from one industry, from all these different perspectives: content owners, content distributors, vendors, consultants. And if we work together to drive change, we can leverage, new tools to make our lives easier, but also, as the industry is changing now, we have the opportunity to position ourselves for and provide the best chance for success. And this is just a simple, chart that was actually in Tableau, but under the hood, we're searching keywords and saying that, hey, from the top movies in the industry right now, what are the keywords that are associated with the top movies? And this is a little bit about forecasting. This is a regression analysis. Again, the mathematical formulas are very, very basic, but what are the genres that are driving and have a positive impact or negative impact on network ratings? And lastly, we have a little simple animation, but we need to make sure that things look nice, look digestible, easy to understand, because I honestly believe we're complicating something that does not need to be complicated. We just need to have some perspective and leverage all the knowledge that we have. And when people work together, it's a beautiful thing. We could create a lot of things. And thank you for letting me share a story. I hope this was helpful for you guys. Your free demos will be redeemed.